Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. This is the day that Jehovah has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I bless the Almighty Creator this morning. It is a great rising day. Hallelujah. A glorious rising day. I'm not sure what area of the country or city or state some of you may be tuning in from, whether you're listening live or listening to the recorded broadcast. If you're live, it's an early Sunday morning. Yes, it is. October the 15th. This time is kicking right on into the future. It's the beginning of a brand new week. But you know what? To some of you, it may be the middle of the day or late at night. I don't know. But either way, I'm just grateful to the Father for all of you who called to tune in on Crown Talk and Drums Radio this day, and glad you decided to fit this time in your schedule. It is a blessing. So with that being said, I just want to say welcome to for such a time as this, the radio broadcast for such a time as this. Yes. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and once again, I'm just grateful to Elohim, grateful to him and that he's given me this opportunity and a willingness to share of his goodness and his faithfulness once again in this radio land, hallelujah, in this broadcast land. I'm just grateful. I don't take it for granted. Amen, that I get to encourage you and I get to encourage myself with his truth that forever remains. Amen, his truth that elevates us, his truth that sets us free, his truth that brings the very life of himself to the forefront. Amen, I can't be in agreement with that enough, but it is so, because it's the truth. To those of you who've already been called out, who may be listening and tuning in right now, who've been chosen to live that set apart life, we're his saints. That's who we are. We should be living set apart lives. Amen. And by his grace, through faith, we believed in and we have already accepted Elohim's beloved son, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Those who follow after his truth, which is the word. Yes. We depend on him and we trust in him. Amen. Hallelujah. That's just a blessing. Maybe someone may be listening in who has not made that choice and accepted Yeshua as your personal savior. Hallelujah. It's not too late. You still have time. The Father is standing with his hands and arms wide open, ready to welcome you right on in. Hallelujah. So if you hear the sound of my voice, yes, he's waiting on you. Amen. And I'm just glad about that. Yeshua didn't just die for those of us who've already, he died for the entire world. He gave his life. He shed his blood for the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he came and walked out his life, exemplified how we should pattern our lives after the Messiah. Amen. He came to walk that sinless life. He came in the flesh. He was God, Elohim, in the flesh. Amen. But he walked that pattern, and we should walk after his pattern. Amen. I want to be like Yeshua. Yes. I don't want to be like no man, no woman, no boy, no other child on this earth. I want to be like him. Amen. We have to keep our eyes on him. He is the prize for eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. As the Father, as he sees fit, amen. I'm going to say that over and over. It's all about him as he's leading by his Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about his good news today. Amen. I'm glad. I want to talk. I hadn't been here in a couple of weeks, and I'm just excited. Hallelujah. I didn't know where the Father was going to go, what he was going to say once again. But once again, he always comes through. Amen. I'm just glad we're going to talk about the anointed one, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Amen. And we know in this world, there is a lot going on. A lot of things happening in the political arena, the governmental arena, the war arena. So much going on. And a lot of it is designed to get us off focus, to get us and keep us as children of the Most High distracted. Amen. We cannot stay and get in a place where we're distracted. Hallelujah. The enemy doesn't care how he comes to do it. He just wants to keep our minds off of the promise. He wants to keep our eyes, hallelujah, on what's going on around us. But we have to keep our eyes on the prize, Messiah, on our Heavenly Father and the King of Kings. Hallelujah. That's where we have to stay focused. Hallelujah. So many different things going on. All the unjust laws that's been passed over the quite a few last year of the years. There's a lot of mess going on. Amen. And our Father is not pleased. The gay rights, the lesbian rights, and abortion laws and all that that's going on. And then we have so much homelessness going on. We have too much in this country, in this world, for people to be homeless like they are. When we look around, we see all the building that's taking place. All this housing market is crazy. It's hard to even be able to afford affordable housing. And homelessness, since the pandemic has got even pushed out even the more. And it shouldn't be. We're sending money over to all these countries, and we got homelessness right here in our own city, in our own country. Isn't that sad? If something's not right, it makes no sense to me that we're pushing all of this money, and that's what it's all about. Even with the war that's taking place in Israel, come on now, that's money. It's all about the Benjamins. They're trying to get money, and they're not doing with that money what should be done. I just believe that too, because I was in prayer the other day, and I heard the Father say, this is just another distraction. Keep your eyes on me. Hallelujah. Amen. The promised land you're going to receive as you keep your eyes on me. And I just want to encourage us today with all this that's going on. Don't let it throw you off. Don't let it get you sidetracked. Come on now, saints. We have to stay focused in the word. That's why we must study to show ourselves approved unto Elohim. Hallelujah. We have to study this word. Hallelujah. Yes. We have to know the history of it. We have to know what's really going on. So that's why I always say, even in the introduction, if there ever was a time, hallelujah, for kingdom encouragement through the word of the living Elohim and effectual fervent prayer for this world and what's going on in it today, that time is now. So I hope you come with those spiritual ears, hallelujah, open to hear. Hallelujah, what the Father has to say today, your spiritual eyes open to see what's going on, what's really going on around you. Hallelujah, what's really going on in this world. Hallelujah, as followers of Yeshua, Messiah, we will, hallelujah, or we can continue to go forth and be effective kingdom citizens in which the Most High has anointed, hallelujah, and appointed us to be. Hallelujah. Shalom. I want to speak his shalom peace to you right now. Let us just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this day. It is a brand new day that you've allowed us to see. Yes, a glorious day. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what may be going on in any of our lives, but it's still a blessed and a glorious day. You allowed us to wake up and see it. Your new mercies we get to enjoy today, but we won't get what we may deserve. Hallelujah. Your new graces that we get today, when we get different things that we do not deserve, we may not deserve, but because of your grace, you extend it to us anyway. Special favors, and we thank you for that. Help us not to take it for granted that you woke us up today, and we're clothed, yes, we're in a right state of mind. We didn't wake up crazy and not knowing who we were or whose we were. We know who we belong to. We know we belong to you. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. For any of you who may be on right now or just listening in to the recorded broadcast, hallelujah, and you don't know him yet, you still have the opportunity, hallelujah, to make him Jehovah over every area of your life. Yes, he is waiting for you too. Amen. He's giving all of us the activities of our hands, and our senses are in operation, and we're breathing right now. Hallelujah. Oxygen, and we're letting out. Hallelujah. We're breathing in his air, and we're releasing the toxins. Hallelujah. Amen. It's his air that we're breathing. We're not breathing and living on our own. We need to recognize that. Hallelujah. Especially the first day in the morning when we first arrive, thanking him for his breath, thanking him for another day. Oh, yes. We didn't wake up this morning. We woke up in our home. We woke up in a bed. We didn't wake up laying on the floor or on the ground. Hallelujah. On a cardboard box or in a tent. Father, we just thank you this morning. We don't take you, hallelujah, and all your provisions for granted. Now, we just thank you, Father, for so many different things, hallelujah, that we have maybe taken for granted, even the warm water that we get to bathe in and the clean water that we can drink. We don't have to drink the same dirty water that we may bathe in. My, some countries, they have to do that. Have mercy, Father. Help us. So many things we take for granted. Hallelujah. Help us even the more. Now, Heavenly Father, I just ask, hallelujah, for your guidance. And with your guidance and the help and aid of the Holy Spirit, as we speak your word to listening ears today, hallelujah, ears ready to hear, eyes ready to see, of people who desire to be encouraged, who desire to be elevated in you, Father, you're welcome. You are welcome to take over and infiltrate this space with your time, with your presence. Hallelujah. Infiltrate this time. Yes, we thank you for such a time as this. And we pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. Hallelujah. As I stated, saints, I'm glad to be here once again. Hallelujah. And you can hear my voice. Hallelujah. 2 weeks I've been out and off from the broadcast, just in celebration, hallelujah, of the Feast of Tabernacles, where we were having like double services, and I had to use some wisdom. I couldn't extend myself over too much. I had to use wisdom and just take a break. The word is still going forth. We're going to get the word, one way or another. Amen. Prayerfully in our special, our 101 time. And then we get to hear encouragement from others that confirms the word. Sometimes when that word comes out and if it's not right and don't line up with what the word actually says, you better spit it out your mouth. You better not take it in. I tell you, I'm just thankful this morning and the word that the Father gave me. I just kept hearing him say it yesterday. He just kept hearing it. Go, go, go. I'm like, go? I said, why have I been hearing that all day? And then I understood why. I understood why, because that's what he wants me to talk about today. Go. That's just a simple word. I tell you, but it's full. That word is in the scriptures, all throughout the Old Testament, all throughout the New Testament, the word go. So from the beginning, the Father's instructions has been to go. I tell you, it's just a blessing. And as I began to just pick out different passages of scripture that related to go, I was reminded, and I jotted down a few words. When you look up that word go, amen, when I looked it up in the Greek, because a lot of the passages I'm going to come from is from the New Testament. But when you look up that word, it means, and it means the same thing pretty much in the Hebrew, depending on how it's used. It's always meaning pretty much the same thing, to depart, to walk, and to go one's way. That's what it means, to depart, to walk, to go one's way. Amen. And that word in the Greek is pareo. Amen. Pareo. I'm thinking I'm putting the pronunciation in the right place. But when you go throughout the scriptures, it was a lot of areas where at the passages the Father was instructed to go over, to go up, to go unto, to go aside, to go out, to go with, to go in, to go into, to go to. Just so many goals were given throughout the scriptures. And my mind even went to Abraham in the Old Testament when he was told to go to a land that he didn't even know where to go. He was just given the instruction to go, and he went. Hallelujah. And then Israel, my mind even went to Israel as he was instructed. Israel was instructed by Moses to go possess the land. Amen. A land that was flowing. He was telling the children of Israel to go possess the land that's flowing with milk and honey. And we know a lot of those stories that happened and how they were hindering themselves. And Israel still hindering themselves today. I tell you, the Father's calling them back to repent. Come on, repent. Hallelujah, Israel. Repent. It's so much mess going on in Israel. Come on. Even before this war took place, it's really a perverted land, not a holy land at this time. It's perverted still. Hallelujah. Come on, let's tell the truth about the nation and what's going on. Amen. But my mind just kind of went all over the place with hearing different stories coming to my mind. But I wanted to stay focused on what the Father was saying, but I kind of wanted to go there as well. Then my mind went to the book of Acts, where Paul was in prison in Acts. I think it was around maybe the 16th chapter. And he was instructed to be let go from prison by the magistrates. They instructed them to let them go, to release them, hallelujah, to release them from prison. And they said, go in peace. He was released to go. When they released him, they said, go in peace. My. I tell you, we have to go. We have to, you know, we've been instructed to be doers of the word. Amen. But we also have to be goers of the word. Amen. So it says, be ye doers of the word and not listeners or hearers only. Amen. Because when we do that, we betray ourselves. See, when we're not going, hallelujah, with the word or goers of the word, we're just sitting complacent. We're not doing anything. We're not about our Father's business. And that he's called us to be effective citizens in this kingdom building here on this earth. See, we're down here on this earth to build up his kingdom. Now, the enemy, we see he's at a rampage. He's all over trying to build up his kingdom, making it look like and throwing the people, throwing faith off. They don't really know and see what's going on. That's why we must keep our eyes open, our ears open to hear what the Father is saying, what he's instructing us at this time, and what's going on all around us. There's that word going on. What's happening? What's taking place? What's happening as we're walking, as we're going, as we're departing? Hallelujah. As we're going about our day. Come on now. So, the passages of scripture the Father gave me. I think it was really one of Yeshua's favorite words, because throughout the New Testament, he kept saying, go, 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 go. It was still go, even though it was mentioned thousands of times in the Old Testament to go do this and go do that. By the instructions of the Father, Yeshua came and he was still giving those instructions. So we don't have time to sit complacent. Amen. We have to stay before our Father in prayer and go when he says go. Now, the first passage of the scripture that I want us to go to is coming in, is in Matthew. Let us go to the fifth chapter of Matthew. Hallelujah. Anytime we even hear, not just we hear the word to do, but anytime we hear the word, let me say this right quick. Anytime we hear the word go and we refuse to go, we let reasoning get in the way. Come on. We're going to deceive ourselves just like doing. Because going and doing, they kind of work hand in hand. If you understand what I'm saying. In order to go, you have to be doing something. In order to be going, you have to be a doer. Amen. A goer and a doer. Hallelujah. Amen. So my mind just kind of went there for a minute, because there's times when we don't understand everything that the word is telling us. Everything that the word says or instructs us to do, a lot of times we don't understand it. But guess what? We got to go ahead and move and do it anyway. You better go and do it anyway. Amen. That's the instruction, even when we don't understand. Elohim wants us to obey him, whether we feel like it, whether we want to or not, or whether we even think it's a good idea. Because some things he instructs us to go do, it seems stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And we question him and we try to reason in our own mind. Well, why do you want me to do that? No, he said it. When we spend time with him, we will to us. He speaks to us with a still small voice. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through other people. Amen. And a lot of times when the other person speaks, it's just a confirmation of what he's already been telling you. So he has a way of speaking to us when he's instructing us to go, when he's instructing us to be the goers, the doers of his word. Amen. When he wants us to walk something out, to depart and go another way, when he wants us to go in the way that he's instructing us to go. Amen. So let us go to Matthew 5. I don't think I gave the passage of scripture yet. Yes, and we know this was during the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount, when Yeshua was teaching the disciples and the multitudes that were all around. It was more than just the disciples in his presence. It was multiple people in his presence. Amen. That he was teaching and speaking these things to. Amen. So in the 24th verse, I'm going to break all the way to the 24th verse of the fifth chapter. And it says, leave there thy gift before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer thy gift. See, a lot of times we want to go right before the Father. Amen. And ask him for this, or go and ask him for that. A lot of times we want to bring something before him. And then we haven't gotten it right with our brother or our sister. There's something going on that we need to get right. Now, see, we know when we go to him, he's not going to hear us a lot of times if we got issues going on that are unresolved with our fellow brother or our fellow sister. If I say brethren, I'm talking about both genders, if I say that word again. Amen. He wants us to make sure that we have to go our way, get it right, go first, and be reconciled to your brethren. Amen. Then you come back and bring your gift to the altar. Amen. We don't have time to be wasting to be walking in unforgiveness, to be walking in not showing that unconditional love that the Father shows us daily. Daily, he's showing us his mercy, his compassion. I think that was the last word we talked about, was mercy. Has that just come to mind? Hallelujah. But he wants us to extend his love. See, that's what Yeshua came to do. He came to extend and set things in order because things were out of order. Hallelujah. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were setting things out of order. Amen. That spirit's still here today. Things are being set out of order. And the Father wants them to be in order. So first and foremost, we have to go and be restored to a brethren before we can come and bring our gifts to the altar. Amen. I hope you are in agreement with me on that. You got to leave it there. If you got something, it's not going to be taken care of until you go do what you got to do first. All things in order. Our Father is a Father of order. Hallelujah. And he's not going to change his order for any of us. I just want you to think on that for a minute. If there's someone that you have an issue with or someone that you know may have an issue with you, amen. And maybe you've done all you can to be at peace with them, but they're still not at peace with you. Let the Father deal with them. Long as you've done your part. Amen. As long as you've done your part. And where my heart is, I remember years ago there was a situation where I was about to get another position. The Father stopped it because there was something going on with a former colleague and I couldn't figure out what it was. But because my heart was so sensitive before the Father, and I wanted to know, wanted it to be right, he allowed me to go back. The sister told me there was nothing I had done to her. But then she finally came and told me, when I went back, when the Father sent me back, allowed that job not to open up yet. They said it would be another few months. But as soon as he sent me back, and that situation was broken, and she came to me, she said, all that you're going through and I'm going through what I'm going through, I can't understand why you're walking around laughing and smiling and full of joy. And she said, that bothered me. That she was another servant of the Most High. And it bothered her that I walked in the joy of Jehovah. That was my strength. He is my strength. Amen. But I'm grateful to the Father that he allowed that to be revealed. And we were able to embrace. And I just went into prayer for her. You know what? That job opened up in another week. They said it was going to be months. That was nobody but the Father. So I just want to say that he will work things out for you. Go leave that gift at the altar and go and reconcile. Get it right. Whoever, see, he's the Father of reconciliation. He brings the ministry of reconciliation. That's why Yeshua came, to reconcile mankind back to the Father. That's the only way we're going to get back to him. We have to accept Yeshua as our personal Savior. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful this morning that I have accepted him. I hope and pray that all of you listening in have as well. If not, you have that opportunity to believe that he came. He was God, Elohim, hallelujah, in the flesh. He came to earth to show us the example of how to walk. He came to fulfill the scriptures. Hallelujah. He came to present and give out the law and the commandments. That's what he came to do, to set things in order. Let us get it in order, saints. We have to get it together and get it in order. Now we're going to go on down to the 41st verse. Yeah, I'm skipping around. Amen. In the scriptures, amen, we have to be reconciled, amen, in order to be right with the Savior. 41 says, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Ha. In other words, if anyone compels you to go a mile, you go to. Amen. You take that, do something extra. Go the extra mile. Amen. When the Father asks you to do something, or when you're asked to do something to be of service in his service, go the extra mile. Do your best. Do all that you can, hallelujah, to be pleasing unto him. Not to that man, not to that woman, but as unto the Father. Yeah, you're not looking for brownie points from man. Amen. We shouldn't be. We don't get our accolades from him. Our Heavenly Father sees our heart. He sees the very intent of what's going on in the inner man. Amen. And that's where we want to be right. Amen. We don't want to just be doing just enough to get by. When he sends us to go, we need to go the extra mile. We need to do the extra mile. Amen. That's what it's all about. And in that process, we're not leaning on our own understanding with it, but we're trusting in him. We're being confident in Jehovah with all our hearts. Yes, all our mind. We're not relying on our own insight, on our own knowledge. So many times that's gotten us in trouble. In times past, some of us may still be doing it now. You're trying to figure it out on your own. When the Father just says, go. When he's instructed you to do something, yes, go the extra mile. Hallelujah. Do it with a fervency as unto him. In Colossians, we're even instructed in the book of Colossians, whatever you do, do it as unto him. In all that you do when you go, ha, do it and go as unto him. Amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you for that we are goers. We thank you for encouraging us and reminding us that we must go. Hallelujah. We must be goers. And as we're being those goers, hallelujah, we're doing what you instructed us to do. And we thank you for that. Amen. The next passage of scripture we're going to go to is Matthew 10. We're going to be in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and whatever else the Holy Spirit leads as we talk. Amen. Whatever passage. Matthew 10. Matthew 10 and 6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let them know that Messiah came to seek and to save the lost. Who's the house of Israel? I'm glad you asked. Those who've been chosen, handpicked, who's following after his commandments. We are the Israel of today. Oh, my. We are Israel of today. What land are we going to inherit when the new heavens and the new earth are created? All that land, the outskirts, that's even on the outskirts of Israel, all that we will inherit, the kingdom will be set up. Amen. In the new heavens, the new Jerusalem. Yes, the new Jerusalem. Come on. We have to know who's being talked to in these passages. You know, a lot of times when Yeshua, he gave these parables and he gave out these teachings, amen, for them to understand. Remember, he was teaching from the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. He was teaching that portion as he was talking, but he was relating to them also in the natural of what they did and where they were. Has you know, farmers and tax collectors and doctors, and as he was speaking to them on their level, even at that time, he's still speaking to us on our level at this time, thousands and thousands of years later. This word is still pertaining to us. Amen. But we have to understand it. We have, he said, and all you're getting when it comes to getting his wisdom and his insight on what his word says, he said, get an understanding. I want his understanding. I want to share his understanding. I don't want to just be speaking out the left side of my neck because it's a word and I'm trying to understand it in its English form. Come on. These words, hallelujah, make sense. But we have to study them out. We have to pull them up in the Greek. We have to pull them up in the Hebrew so we can keep them in the context of why they were even stated. Amen. It's just a blessing. Amen. When it comes to the word of the Most High. Amen. I just want to divide it truthfully. I want to share it truthfully to the best. And I'm not perfect. And if I mess up and give some wrong instruction, I want to be able to come back and correct it. I really do. That's my heart. That's my prayer and what's in my heart before the Father. I want to be able to give it correctly. Amen. Because I know when teachers of the scriptures, teachers of the word, we're going to be judged with a different type of judgment. So woe unto us who teach this word. Woe unto the pastors who's up there teaching. Are they teaching the word? Are they teaching theology? Are they teaching a tradition of men? We have to come correct with this word as we go, as we do. Hallelujah. As goers in the word, that word is always exemplified. It comes forth. Hallelujah. Whether we want it to or not, the word is shed. It's shed abroad in and from our hearts. But we are, amen, the lost sheep of the house. There's some lost sheep out there who need to be engrafted in. Amen. We have to know what we're supposed to say to them. Wouldn't you agree? We have to know what to say when we go to them. Amen. Israel. That's the nation of it. That's us. We have, under this new covenant, that we came into the blood covenant of the shed blood of Yeshua. HaMashiach. Yes, that's Jesus the Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Christ was a made-up name. Messiah really is the English name. And Mashiach, the Hebrew name for Messiah. I tell you, it's a blessing when you have this truth in you and you just want to share it. You just want to share it. We are the Israel of the Father. Amen. Amen. But there's some lost ones out there, and we have to go to them, compel them to come into the fold. Hallelujah. Of the Most High. Amen. So we must go. Mark. Let's go to the book of Mark. Mark, the 6th chapter. And I know I'm breaking into verses and not reading the full passages, but you can go back and read them. You can go back and read the chapters in their entirety. Amen. Mark 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Mark 6 and 38. I believe I wrote that down right. He saith unto them, how many loaves have you? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. Now we remember the miracle that was performed. And Yeshua had told the disciples, he instructed them to go see how many loaves that they had. How many loaves of bread were there? How many fish? And they came back with the instruction. He told them to go and see. He told them where to set them on the grass. Amen. He was giving them instruction. But one thing he didn't want them to forget, that what was available to them to be prepared for food, because a lot of times in another passage, the disciples, that's all their concern was what they forgot about the miracles that had been performed. See, they forgot about the miracle that Yeshua had performed. All they were thinking about was the food. They didn't think who they were sitting amongst. Who was in their presence? Who was always available? See, the Messiah, he's always available to us. Always. Even in his absence from this earth, he's always available. We watch how his life was patterned and walked out. We pattern our lives after how his life was walked out. We should be. We have to keep our eyes on him, the Messiah. A lot of people read and study the teachings of Paul and Luke, and a lot of them got their eyes on Paul. Paul was messing up with some of the stuff he was saying. He was still human. He still said things of his own opinion. So when we're reading it, we can't get our eyes on Paul. He was just a deliverer of the word. And sometimes he was delivering incorrectly. Come on, I just stated earlier. But guess what? He wrote that over thousands and thousands of years ago. But that's who we shouldn't put our eyes on. Paul. Or no man or woman for that aspect. He wants us to have no other idol before him. Let him be your idol. No graven image. That's in the commandments. We are not to put any idol before him, to covet any thing or person that belongs to someone else or anything that someone else has. We are not to covet. The blessing he has for us is for us. Keep our eyes on him as we go. I'm just encouraging us. As he was encouraged. He encouraged them to go and see. He encouraged us to go and see. He's encouraging us now to go and see what's really going on. And when we hear the report, as we get in his presence, he's going to tell us what's really going on. He's instructing us even today to keep our eyes on him and not all this rumors and these wars. Because what we're looking at on the news, some of that's underlying. It's not that you hear what I say? Underlying, do you hear? A bunch of lies. And it's being used, this social media, this modern technology, the news, is being used to get us off focus, to keep us ground. Some people sit and watch the news all day long instead of getting in the book, getting in this word and what it says about what's going on. You'll come to see the truth with what's going on when we go to the word. Go see what the word is saying. Go study the truth of the word. Yeshua is still sending us to go and see. That's just the bottom line. As he was sending them, he's sending us to go and see what he has for us. But keep him at the forefront because he never goes away. He's always available. He's always available to make that miracle come to pass. What are you believing Elohim for? What are you believing the Father for? In his word, he's able to bring it to pass. Go and see what he has to say in his word pertaining to your situation, pertaining to your circumstance. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the book of Luke. We're getting little tidbits here. Amen. And I love it. Here we go. Another instruction given to the woman who poured that oil on his feet. 7:50, and Yeshua, and he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. That same instruction was given as I was reminded of Paul when he was confined in the book of Acts, when he was confined in prisons, and the magistrate said, let him go. When they let him go, they said, go in peace. See, when we are about to go in our daily journey, this woman had served, had ministered to Messiah. If you go above it and you see what had just taken place, and when Yeshua was telling Simon, What have you done? This woman here, you're talking about what she spent, what she poured out on me. That was nothing to me. I own it all. Hallelujah. My Father owns it all. If he owns it all, I own it all. And you're complaining about this ointment that she anointed my feet with, that she came, that she worshiped me. See, he's always available. Mm. When he entered into the house, I just got to go up a little bit. Let's go up to the, because it's just so good. And Yeshua said to Simon, he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I enter into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, have not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is given, the same loveth little. No, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. This woman knew how to pour out her love. We can think about the time in our life where we was missing the mark. We can go back and look at some of the stupid mistakes and the stupid decisions that we made in our lives. And the hand of the Father still kept us, sustained us, could have cut us off. But when we seen his love, we learned how much he has loved us. We learned it, seen it over and over and over again. That love, it helps us to just go before him, worship and bow at his feet, in his presence, because we know how much he loves us. Therefore, he can instruct us to go in peace. When we go, we can go in his peace. When he gives us direction and order to go, we can, his peace goes forth before us. That shalom, hallelujah. We don't have to go in fear. He said he will go forth before us and prepare the way. Yes, anything that's crooked and rough, he'll smooth it out, straighten it out. He goes before us. Hallelujah. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing to know. All throughout the scriptures, even in Psalm 91, he talks about our feet not even slipping. Come on. He gives angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. I'm telling you, this word is so good. Even when it's time for us to go do what he tells us to go. The key is not sitting around being complacent. We are instructed to go. The Father never changed. He will never change. That's going to always be the mission to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for reminding us to go your way. Hallelujah. When we're going about our way, go your way. Let's go back to Matthew. Thank you, Father. I don't know the order I wrote these in, whether it was right or wrong. That's the order I wrote them down. We're going back. Matthew 7. Huh. Here we are. Matthew. Yes. Talking about the almsgiving and everything. We're going to start the seventh chapter of Matthew, starting at the seventh verse. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son is asked for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil, come on, if you even are evil and you think wrong and not thinking straight, come on, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Come on. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. That's part of the law, the commandment that was given in the Old Testament, and the prophet is not thrown away. Yeshua said, we ought to still do these things. Enter ye into the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. I don't want to go in that way. I don't want to go into that broad way. See, we need to go into the narrow way. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find that life. Yeshua is even saying then, and he's still saying today, there's few that's going to go into that narrow life. Because a lot of us don't want to keep the commandments. It's even taught today that across pulpits that we no longer have to keep the law. We don't have to follow after the commandments. That when Yeshua came, he brought grace. Grace has always been here. Come on. He came with the new shedding of his blood, the new covenant of his shed blood for the remission of sin, where animals don't have to be sacrificed anymore. Come on, let's not get this word twisted. Yeshua came teaching the law and the commandments. That's why the Pharisees and Sadducees hated him so. So we're going to probably be hated because I am following after this even the more now. I always knew that it was right, but because of what I had been taught for so long, I was confused a little bit or wasn't sure how to rightly get that divided. I knew the commandments were not done away with. I knew that. But the knowledge has come even the more. The light bulb is on. Hallelujah. And this is the truth that must be taught. The straight. I want to go in the straight and narrow gate. There's only going to be a few that makes it in. That's why it's going to be many saying, didn't I heal and didn't I lay hands on the sick? Didn't I heal in your name? Didn't I do this and didn't I do that in your name? And what is the Father going to say? Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear that. That's why I got to the point. I already knew the Sabbath was Saturday. That name was changed to Saturday. It was Shabbat. It wasn't called Saturday. That got changed over the years as well. It is Shabbat. Hallelujah. The Sabbath. And I'm so grateful that now I'm honoring the Sabbath and keeping it holy. Amen. And I don't know anything else to teach. I may be deserted by people. Some people may call me crazy. I've heard some of the testimonies of some of those who walk in the Hebrew roots of the word, teaching the Hebrew roots of the origination of the scriptures. Some of their testimonies is family members have deserted them and told, you need to come back home. You need to come on back to the fold, as if they deserted the fold. What? That makes no sense to me. But when you have been so, I guess, traditionalized by the traditions of men, maybe it does seem wrong. But I just know what the scriptures tell me. Yeshua was saying it then, and he's saying it now. There's only going to be a few that's going to go the straight and narrow way. That's a narrow path. That's a narrow path. We're going to be deserted. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be slandered and scandalized because of our faith. Huh. Because of what we believe and how we believe. Come on. It doesn't matter to me. As long as I know he's available, see, he's instructed us. I'm always available. When I tell you to go, don't forget I'm here. Don't get so busy with your going that you forget I'm the one who's sending you to go. Keep your eyes on me. When you see all this going on in this world, don't get caught up in that. Continue to be transformed by the renewing of your mind in my word. Huh, go to the word. That's your source. We got to get this word in us because there may come a time when these scriptures and these Bibles are stripped from us. Right now we have that freedom in the U.S., but there may come a day that we won't. We got to hide this word in our heart that we won't sin against the Father. His word, he's his word. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your word. Let's go back to Luke, the 10th chapter. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing in his word. I kind of wrote this stuff down, didn't know how it was going, but he always knows. That's why I love him so much. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. No one, I'm not talking to you just personally, but no one, no thing can make me doubt my Father. He's been too good. I know too much about him to doubt him and his faithfulness, his holiness, his worthiness. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Yes. Matthew 10, and we're going to go down to the 25th verse, and you know that's where the Good Samaritan is addressed. Amen. No, I said Luke 10, excuse me, I heard a correction, Luke 10, that's where the Good Samaritan is addressed. Amen. Starting at that 25th verse, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love Jehovah thy Elohim with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he willingly, to justify himself, said unto Yeshua, and who is my neighbor? And Yeshua answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. I tell you, isn't this terrible? But a certain Samaritan, as he sojourned, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and sent him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave to them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Yeshua unto him, go and do thou likewise. Ha! We got some work to do. A lot of things we turning our nose on. We see a need and we're able to meet it. Now, the Father doesn't want us to be stupid and use unwise counsel to try to meet every single need a person has. But he does want us to seek out his wisdom. We just talked about that. We need his wisdom when we make decisions, when we go. He tells us to go likewise. You see, the priest, the so-called priest, and the Levite passed right by that wounded person. Turned their nose, looked the other way. And they were able, I'm sure, to meet that need. But then comes the Samaritan. My. When you know about them Samaritans, they were looked at. This was a good Samaritan, a good person. Amen. A certain Samaritan. That's who it was. Didn't give their name. But they came, and not only did they patch up their wounds, but they made sure they got taken to a shelter, taken to a place, and he gave money for the person who was at the inn to make sure that they would take, if you spend any more than I've given you, when I come back, let me know, and I'm going to pay you back. I'll give you the difference. Come on. We have a long way to go. There's that word. Go. Go. Be goers. We have to go, saints. We have to do. Amen. Do likewise. Is there a situation where you see a need? And sometimes it's not always financial. Amen. My mind goes to one of my sister friends right now. I see the blessing that's going to be given unto her, the going that she is doing concerning the health of a loved one. I mean, she's going effortlessly. The compassion, just talking to her, that I know she's sharing, that she's giving. The Father is going to reward her in a miraculous way. She's probably listening right now. She goes tirelessly, even when she has pain going on in her own body. That's a good Samaritan. We must go. We must give. We must do as the Spirit is leading us and strengthening us to do. Not for the accolades to our own credit, but to the glory of the King, our Heavenly Father. He gets the glory. He gets the honor. And he gets the praise. Hallelujah to the King. I love him today. I thank him. I want to be able to see and go at every opportunity that he calls me to. I want to know and be sure that it's him. I don't want to go. A lot of times I won't go suddenly. I won't do suddenly. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. And because of that, even when I hear him say go, I want to make sure it's the right time. Even when I hear him say do, I want to make sure it's the right time. Because I live to be obedient. I want to live every day to be obedient to my Father. It's all about him. Anyhow, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. Amen. And that's one of the declarations that we confess almost every Sabbath. In service, the declaration of Jehovah's blessing, and one of it seals it all. And I declare, I will walk in obedience to Jehovah every day of my life. That's the seal of it. as we go about the day. That should be our main goal, to walk in obedience. When he says go, go. When he says do, go and do. Amen. It's still a going. We must be goers of the word. Let's go back to Matthew again. Matthew 22. And we're coming down to a close. Amen. Matthew 22. Verses 1 through 9. And Yeshua answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for a son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his army, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. That's a great commission, to go into the highways. Do you see this parable that Yeshua used? See, he's coming back. Yeshua's coming back for the bride. Are we preparing? Are we getting ourselves ready? Are we making ourselves worthy to be accepted into the bridegroom when he comes? Are we living our lives, hallelujah, in a way that's honoring and pleasing unto him as we're going? Because right here he tells us, go ye therefore to the highway. And as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. What's the marriage? See, this right here, a marriage is a covenant. We are in covenant relationship with Yeshua, those who have already accepted him as personal Savior of your life. We have given him all of our life, Jehovah over every area of our life. Well, some may be still holding on to certain things. Don't want to give up this. Don't want to give up that. We have to make him Jehovah over every area of our life. That's what the kingdom is like. He made a marriage for his son. In this situation, the marriage for the son, our Heavenly Father, made it for Yeshua. See, there's many that's not accepting him and believing on him. Not going to make it. You remember the story of the 10 virgins? 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And those 5 foolish that didn't go and prepare and get their oil ready, they didn't have any oil in the vessel when he came, when the bridegroom come, they got left behind. I don't want to be left behind, saints. Therefore, I'm going to the highway. I'm going to the hedges. Amen. Compelling men and women to come to the marriage. The marriage of Yeshua. He's calling us to him even the more. And he wants us to go and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come to him. To the marriage feast that he's preparing. This was an earthly analogy, that parable. But the spiritual meaning behind it, that's why we must have ears to hear and eyes open to see. I tell you, into the realm of the spirit. Father, speaking to us for such a time as this. When he's speaking to me, I want to hear him. When he's speaking to me to go, even to go to give and present his words, I want to speak what he gave. Nothing less, nothing more. Amen. I don't want to be doing this mission or this journey in my own strength. He uses us, has his mouthpieces, his feet, his hands, his service in all those areas. That he get the glory. Not we get the glory. Though people will thank us and, you know, but we got to give it back. Because if it had not been for him, none of us would be able to do what we are able to do. Go wherever we're able to go. Be who he's making us to be. Without him, we're nothing. We'd be like a ship, yes, sinking without a sail. No direction, no compass. Hallelujah. I thank him. His word is our compass. My encouragement to you today is to go into the highways. Wherever you go, don't go without him. Don't go in your own strength. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to sum it up. Another very familiar passage of scripture. See, what's happening in the church today, a lot of, they forgetting about this going, compelling men and making disciples of men. They compelling to go get them saved. We are to go make disciples. But see, we have to be disciples ourselves. How can undiscipled people go disciple any other people? Look at how the disciples were with Yeshua. Out of all that time, he was teaching them. He goes away on a fast, and then he goes and comes back and has to teach them the same stuff again. And then he goes away and comes back resurrected, and still he has to teach them again. Still undiscipled. My, my, my. Do we see the analogy here? It's a must that we get discipled in this truth. Because we can't go about teaching it and helping to disciple others if we're not discipled correctly ourselves. We'll be discipling untruths. I've done that to some degree for many years. And it's not funny, but I'm laughing at myself. It's not funny. It's just the truth anyhow. I believe the Father has me on the right path now, baby. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. Matthew 28. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word is that lamp unto my feet. Your word is that lamp unto my path. I'm going to start at the 18th verse. And Yeshua came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Power is given to him. A lot of times we want to give the power to the devil. He has no power. It says all power. As a matter of fact, he's been put under our feet. He said he'd give us a place to, until we put him under our feet. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and we are here to help put that enemy under our feet. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's what Yeshua said. But I hear it come out of mouths of saints a lot of times, giving the devil power. He has no power. He has to get permission to do whatever he does or whatever he's allowed to do. He's powerless. He's actually, the psalm says he don't even have no teeth. And you know when you don't have teeth in your mouth. My mom was one. She had all her teeth pulled. When she would take her teeth out, she'd be talking like that. Can't even talk and the words don't even come out clear. Come on. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So let it be. It is so. Hallelujah. So we are to go teaching all nations. And when I looked that word up, I looked up that word nation. It talked about a heathen people, a Gentile people, a people that aren't serving the Father. That's what that nations mean right there. Isn't that something? We have to go to the nation. Go ye therefore. Our mission is to go. That's never going to change, saints. We have to keep going. We have to keep the invitation to the Messiah alive. We have to go make disciples of men. And I don't just mean men, gender. That includes male and female. Women, men, boys, and girls. Or men, women, boys, and girls. Hallelujah. Go. My encouragement to you today is continue to go the way of the Father. No other way you're going to make it. No other way you're going to enter in. There's only one way to the Father. Scripture tells us that. And that's through his Son, the Messiah. Any other way, you're a thief and a robber trying to get in, and you won't get in. We won't make it in without going through him. You know, I discovered something yesterday I didn't know. As Apostle was sharing yesterday, he made a statement. And I never thought of it. I never even knew it, really. He said, Israel does not even recognize, don't even want to hear about Yeshua, Messiah. They only recognize and want to recognize the name Jesus. Jesus Christ. Not his Hebrew original name. They don't even want it to be said or known. I'm like, what? I was surprised when I heard that. But then it makes sense. Because though we've been saying Israel is the chosen people and all, yeah, they are so, but today they're not. They're living wicked, wretched lives. They're not even honoring the commandments. Come on. Something's wrong with that picture. I was calling them back, though. He's still calling them back, just as he's calling us unto him. Hallelujah. Go to him. Stay in his presence. Go. Go to him. Get what he's got for you so you can go out to the nations. There's people that needs to hear you, needs to hear from you, needs to hear from Yeshua. Hallelujah. Needs to know direction, the next step, the next phase in their life. They need to know it. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to be a goer. Not just a doer, but a goer. Hallelujah. And in going, not to lean on your own, hallelujah, but in all your ways, continue to acknowledge the Father in your going. And he will direct your going path. Hallelujah. Don't rely on your reasoning or your logic. When the Father speaks, we are to mobilize our bodies and go and not rationalize and sit still and do nothing. Amen. Father, we just thank you for helping us even the more to be doers and goers with your word. Hallelujah. Help us not to sit still and not move when you tell us to move. We thank you for reminding us that you called us to be goers, to make disciples of men. Hallelujah. That's your will. Hallelujah. Had men come to you and are saved, I'm just reminded that's what we did in the city. That's what the mission was anyway, at the city of the Lord ministry. We were going out to compel men and women, hallelujah, to come to you, but to be disciples, hallelujah. To get discipled, hallelujah, by your leaders. And they didn't even know how to do that. That was sad. We would prepare the ground, give the word, and usher, and then the churches, they weren't even ready to disciple. My. Help us, Father. I'm sure that's still going on today. In the churches, sometimes the man or the woman is so concerned about the people just coming and hearing the word, but not going, doing, and living out the word, being discipled by the word, and discipling others with the word. That is your mission. Help us, Father, to come into the knowledge of this truth. We love you. I know I love you. I appreciate you and thank you. Help me, help us to be goers of your word even the more on purpose, with purpose. It is your purpose. Hallelujah. As we go about this day and the beginning of this new week, you already know what's going to take place. We just surrender all things to you. Help us to remember to keep you at the forefront in our thoughts, in our rising. Help us to keep you first. And everything else that we have need of will be added to us. Help us to keep the focus on the right, which is you, our faith. Hallelujah. As we continue to grow from faith to faith and glory to glory in you, we thank you, Father. I pray your word has fell on good ground and ears to hear and eyes to see. Hallelujah. What's really going on? Open our eyes to see what's going on and what we need to do and where we need to go. Hallelujah. We thank you in your divine will. Yeah, all in your divine will. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, anything that anyone standing in need of, whether it's a health situation or financial situation or decision that needs to be made, we thank you that they're seeking you first. Hallelujah. They're coming to you first. They're putting it in your hands first. Hallelujah. They're acknowledging you with it first. And you're going to give direction. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing virtue and your flow, because you are Jehovah. You provide us with all things. Yes, our healing. Every need, our peace, you cover us, and we thank you. And it's in the name of Yeshua that we pray, and we give you all thanks. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all glory. Be goers. Shalom.